Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Greetings and happy Thanksgiving, everyone, especially you patrons. We're thankful for you patrons for allowing us to make these commentary tracks every single month. And my name is Jason Robbins.
I'm Linus.
And joining us is Lucy.
That's great, man.
That's Mr. Wally Phelps you hear over there. And welcome, Wally. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty decent. How are you doing?
Good. What about you, Derek? How's your Thanksgiving week going so far?
Good. Good. This the countdown is on. It feels like that last little bit of work time before, you know, we're let out for the holiday. It's always the longest, but I'm excited to, you know, have a few days off of work, spend some time with some family, and just kind of recharge the batteries a little bit.
Yeah, I got one more half day tomorrow of the work week, and I can guarantee you it's going to be the longest half day ever.
It's like the last day of school, you know, when you're going to get out for Thanksgiving or Christmas break. The last day always just seems to drag like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
I mean, unless you work over the holiday, and then which case, no.
We feel for all of you that have to work over the holidays. We're sorry about that. But at least if you get to listen to stuff while you're working, you can listen to this. And tonight,
yeah,
guess what we're going to be doing? This is going to be a short one tonight. It's not a full-length movie or anything. But and we're going to give this to the public, too. So thank you, patrons, for paying us to do this every single month. And usually the patrons get this a few weeks before everybody else. But since it is the holidays and, you know, it's only 2 days before Thanksgiving, we're going to put this out to everybody so everybody gets to enjoy it. But tonight, we're going to be doing Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And I love this so much. I love the Charlie Brown specials. What about you guys?
Yeah, I haven't actually watched this particular special in at least a decade. I make it a point to watch the Christmas one every year. I haven't seen the Halloween one in quite a while either. Mm. So I'm really looking forward to this. But I love the everything Charlie Brown.
I am not a fan of this particular cartoon. I love the Charlie Brown Christmas. I love the Charlie Brown It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. I love Race for Your Life Charlie Brown. The Thanksgiving one seems to be just, you know, the one they made. I mean, you know, they already did Halloween, which was the first one, then Christmas, and then they did this one. So they had specials like every year from the, you know, the inception of this, all the way until they ran out of stuff to do.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of diminishing returns to me from the Thanksgiving one on. And I don't know.
I mean, I get it. This is my least favorite one of the main three, you know, Thanksgiving or Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. This is the weakest
right.
of the three. I don't even like the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown.
Man, I haven't even thought about the Easter Beagle in years.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But, you know, I love watching this every single year. It puts me in the mood for the holidays. But how we're going to do this is, if you've never listened to a commentary track before, if you want to follow along with us, actually the only place it's available right now is Apple Plus, which is weird, which I don't know why they wouldn't have this available everywhere for the holidays. But if you have it on DVD or whatever, or VHS, which like I do, I have it on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray. We are at right after the Paramount logo and the screen goes black. As soon as we're going to count down from three. We're going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. And on go, we're all going to hit play, and then you're going to see Lucy holding the football. So that's where we're at if you want to join along with us. So does everybody understand the rules?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go. Aw, Lucy. Taunting Charlie Brown already.
one of the original that aren't ours.
What'd you say, Wally?
I said, can you even get this show outside of this country?
I don't know. I don't think so. Really? I mean, nobody really has Thanksgiving outside of the United States. Canada had theirs like a month ago.
Take that, Bethany Fox.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. But, you know, it's...
Yeah, Australians aren't thankful for anything.
They're thankful to be alive because of all the crazy stuff they have there. Yeah.
That's what they get for being upside down.
I swear. We're going to get canceled.
Probably. But that's
Don't
okay.
do it, Charlie Brown. How big of an idiot are you?
I mean, if you ask me, he's about 3 foot of idiot.
That would be the title of the show if there were titles. 3 feet of idiot.
You're a 3 foot idiot, Charlie Brown.
you're a 3 foot idiot. Let's make that.
You're a 3 foot idiot, yes. Charlie Brown. How hard did he have to kick for that to be the result?
No kidding.
He's going to have some serious back pain when he gets older.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Snoopy and Woodstock. Oh, no! One of my favorite cartoon duos of all time. Snoopy and Woodstock.
Absolutely.
So what was your guys' introduction to Charlie Brown?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember. It's just been one of those things that's been there my whole life.
Charlie Brown has always and always will exist.
Yeah. I mean,
I think probably the funny papers.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Funny papers.
I mean, I used to collect the little books that you could get, the little digests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to get those all the time. And these specials were like an event when I was a kid. You did not want to miss these because if you missed it, you didn't get to see it till the next year.
Right.
Well, I know we were talking earlier before we started recording about how like the specials like this, the claymation specials that used to air like on ABC, like those events don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
At least I don't feel like they do anyway.
No. I mean, the closest is when something just kind of hits on one of the streamers and everybody is clamoring to see it, but it's not really the same thing, you know?
Yeah. I just remember I captured the thing. It's gonna play here in a second. Dude, when you heard that, you were vaulting over over the couch to like get into the living room and see the specials that were about to come on.
Well, it wasn't just like Charlie Brown or, you know, like the Rudolph special. Like, I remember cartoons like Rocko's Modern Life or like a lot of the Nickelodeon cartoons, they would do holiday specials.
Yeah.
And that was the only time you'd ever see them, because I feel like they never released them on like DVD, or not DVD back then, but VHS. You had to see them on TV.
Yep. And I would tape a lot of stuff like this when I was a kid. Like, I used to have a tape full of these specials so that I could watch them all year long. I think the only year I missed watching the any of the specials were 2004 when I was on tour.
I was fresh out of high school then.
I remember we ate, we were on the road and we ate Thanksgiving dinner at Shoney's right outside of Huntsville, Alabama.
I think that Shoney's is still there, actually.
Really?
The last remaining
Shoney's.
It's a relic. We used to have a Shoney's here in town because my mom loved going to Shoney's.
Oh, dude, when I was younger. Great. When I was a kid, that was the best breakfast buffet ever.
I was about to say their breakfast buffet was like second to none.
Last time I went to Shoney's, it was for a breakfast buffet in Orlando. We went there just before we went to during the same weekend that Star Wars Celebration was happening. And there was a lot of Star Wars people there, and it was not great.
I think I ate at that same Shoney's that you're talking about in Orlando. Ate
probably
there when we went to Disney.
That can't be too.
And I remember we went there. It was early in the morning. We had driven all night to get there to Orlando, so we stopped at that Shoney's to eat breakfast, and it was awful.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be.
Maybe now we see why there's not as many anymore.
Yeah, we got Peppermint Patty inviting herself and all her friends over to Charlie Brown's. And the dilemma is he's not going to be there, because he's going to his grandma's house.
Peppermint Patty was always sticking her nose where it didn't belong.
Right?
She was pushy.
Yeah. Pushy Peppermint Patty.
And he's so wishy-washy. All he had to say, when next time he knows she's going to call back and invite somebody else, all he's got to do is just say, hey, I'm not going to be here. Stop inviting yourself over.
Let it go to, oh, wait, never mind. I was going to say, let it go to voicemail and leave a message on the voicemail machine.
It makes me think of that meme where he would be like, yeah, I'm not going to be here, so don't come over. And she says, okay, end credits.
Yes, and scene.
By the way, one of my favorite Christmas decorations I have, I got this back when I lived at my apartment. I got the Christmas tree from a Charlie Brown Christmas with the one red ornament.
Yeah.
And it came with a little Linus blanket that you could wrap around it. And I still have that to this day.
That's cool.
I had one. Well, what it was, my desk mate and mine's at work. There was a little space between our desk. And she just came in one day and put that tree there. And said, this is our Christmas tree. And I did not question it. Like, yes, that is our Christmas tree.
You know, you can still buy those at like CVS and Walgreens every year.
Mm-hmm. Snoopy and his shenanigans.
They need to clean out that garage.
Jeez, that looks almost as bad as mine.
That's where Charlie Brown hides the bodies.
Yeah.
I see that chest there, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what kind of loot comes out of there.
Yeah.
Peppermint Patty asks, well, why do you have so many bodies there? That's people who keep inviting themselves over to my house.
There's rupees in that there chest.
If you're lucky, maybe you'll get a piece of heart.
Now, there's an interesting question that I have that I don't think anybody's thought to ask.
Mm-hmm.
What does this have to do with Thanksgiving?
Well, there's not much you can do for Thanksgiving, so this is just a lot of filler.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot fill 25 minutes of Thanksgiving.
They're like, well, we've got Linus later on. He's going to be talking about Miles Standish for like 2 minutes. Now we need to animate another 22 minutes around it.
All I want to know is where's the turkey?
Yeah. I like the fight with the chair.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that happens to me.
Man, if we could only understand what he was saying.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a lot of cursing.
You know, I remember whenever I was younger, this scared me.
Really?
I'm like, chairs are alive!
Never look at a beach chair the same way again.
You don't know pain until you've gotten your fingers caught in a beach chair while trying to fold it back up.
I never went to a beach again. That big body splash right across the chin.
Yeah, we can have Snoopy fight a lawn chair for about 3 minutes. That'll okay. What we got 19 more minutes to go.
Eat your heart out, Kenny Omega.
As God is my witness, he's been broken in half.
Why?
God, if I ever like could go to a cartoon universe, I would just want to tell Peppermint Patty to shut up.
We didn't say anything. Oh, I see. Okay, he was pulling out the ping pong table. For
now,
the table.
Now we're starting to get a little Thanksgiving vibe.
Yeah. The mismatched chairs are a very accurate touch.
Yeah, the one that's got like the nice heart shape.
What I want to know is who bought all these toasters? I know they didn't have all these toasters just hanging out in Charlie Brown's house.
Oh, from the toaster store.
You think this is the first Friendsgiving in recorded history?
Maybe.
Yeah, it might be. Because this came out in 73.
You know, we should do a Charlie Brown's Friendsgiving dinner, and it should be toast and jelly beans and popcorn and pretzel sticks.
That
you know
could
what?
Be...
You're making me feel sick.
That could be... next year for Nerd Cave Retro, we all meet up on Zoom and we all eat this.
I'm down for that. That sounds like a good idea.
I'll have some pretzels.
We could do a Discord Friendsgiving, Charlie yeah. Brown Friendsgiving. You know, how is he not making money off Snoopy? You know, he could really make a lot of money with a dog that can do all this.
Oh, yeah.
Snoopy would eventually break out on his own and Charlie Brown would be on the street.
Yeah.
And I would want a Snoopy movie, kind of like a Ratatouille situation, but have like it be... Gordon Ramsay is his voice.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You stupid donkey.
Where is the lamb sauce?
All right.
Sauce.
Here's what makes
sauce.
It Thanksgiving. He's going to dress up like a pilgrim.
Let's go colonize some shit.
Woodstock's no, that is politically incorrect.
I didn't know Woodstock spoke Banjo-Kazooie.
God, if you put these two and R2-D2 in a room together, the sensors would have a field day.
A field day.
Yeah, this one's not nearly as good as Charlie Brown Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah, I get
why we started with it.
Yeah. I mean, we could always do Charlie Brown Christmas next month.
I mean, we can. I'm down for that.
That is true.
Though I think for next Thanksgiving, if we do our Friendsgiving over Discord, we should all watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You're going the wrong way.
Oh, he's drunk. How does he know?
How does he know where we're going?
And so the point of dressing up like the pilgrims was we needed to fill about a minute and a half to 2 minutes of the show.
Correct. Run time. Commercial now. Listerine.
By Menon.
By Menon.
A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is brought to you by California Raisins.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yes, you wouldn't
brought
get
to you by U.S. Steel.
I was going to say you wouldn't get crossfire with this.
No,
no, not with this. No, that's why I did the because they always had like even if it's like a kid's show, it would be like the most serious commercial.
Yeah.
On the face of the earth.
There would definitely be a MetLife commercial.
What'd or State
say,
Farm.
What'd you say a minute ago? U.S. Steel?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Steel.
Brought to you by the Franklin Mint.
Special presentation. The Franklin Mint. You think of that whenever you saw Franklin.
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity. They never sold mints. Oh, the Franklin Mint.
And here we get this little know-it-all bastard.
Yeah.
I feel like Homer Simpson somewhere going, boring!
And why do they put poor Franklin on the side by himself?
Segregation.
Jesus.
That's terrible.
It is.
Well, people were really upset about this. What was it, like 2 or 3 Thanksgivings ago?
Yeah.
I mean, God, the fact that he looks like a stomachache all upset people during the day. Jesus.
Things never change.
Nope.
They give him the worst chair and put him on the side of the table by himself.
God, that meal looks like it would put me on the toilet for about an hour and a half.
That meal would stop me up for a week. just dry bread and popcorn.
I mean, y'all couldn't at least get a turkey?
And how's she going to complain? She invited herself over. Why didn't you bring something?
Yeah.
Lazy ass. You didn't even bring a soda.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing to drink at all.
Not even tap water.
I mean, they do got some parfait on the table.
And nobody ever said, I don't want no damn parfait.
Parfaits have to be just about the best thing on the whole damn planet.
All I'm hearing is womp, 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 womp.
He probably did.
How is that important? Yes. Yes, he did.
So does Snoopy understand what people are saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I don't know why he would. Wouldn't. I mean, dogs do, you know?
Because Snoopy, he's all up in the conversation. He's like, what's going on here?
He's like, I can't contribute, but I can listen.
Oh, shut up, you little bastard.
They should bring these specials back, but do like the obscure... Like, do yeah. Earth Day or Arbor Day.
Yeah.
Linus really reminds me of Cliff from Cheers.
Oh, my God. Yes, he does.
He's baby Cliff.
Yeah, have I ever told you the story of the first Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Here's a little known fact. Thanksgiving was actually founded by Floridians.
That's a common misconception.
That was good. You're still here?
You stuck into your house somehow.
Priscilla?
Or is that a side door? Queen of the desert. Queen of the desert.
Hell no. Get the F out of my house. First you invite yourself over and then you complain about the food.
Lovers games.
Oh, Lord.
Brown chicken, brown cow? It's Vecna!
Where's Charlie Brown's parents at, anyway?
Oh, he murdered them long ago.
Yeah, they're the bodies in the garage.
In the seldom seen special, it's a double homicide, Charlie Brown.
It's the first also, 48, Charlie Brown.
Coming soon, a remake of It's a Double Homicide, Charlie Brown, with Daniel Craig reprising his role as Benoit Blanc.
I would watch that.
Oh, I would watch that.
I'd watch the hell out of that. Vincent D'Onofrio plays Charlie Brown.
Oh my God, yes. That would be great.
Pig Notaro plays Peppermint Patty. Look, we can cast the hell out of this movie.
Let's do it. I want to see this movie.
I know, right? Rian Johnson needs to do a Knives Out Muppets crossover.
That would be great. 100%.
That would be amazing. So what did we learn today?
We learned to not invite yourself over to someone's house without being invited.
And if you need to spend 25 minutes stretching the animation, you make all of the actors say their lines as slowly as possible.
As slowly as possible.
And here we have the cannibal scene.
Eli Roth's Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
One day they're going to do the Charlie Brown horror twist like they've been doing with Winnie the Pooh.
Once
I know it's coming one day.
Once they're in the public domain.
Yep.
It's the Evil Dead, Charlie Brown.
And then we might see Charlie Brown murder Peppermint Patty.
It's the Purge, Charlie Brown.
It's an exorcism, Charlie Brown.
I would watch all of those.
Oh, I would too.
See, that is cannibalism, right?
Yeah. Technically, yes.
I mean,
it is a type of bird.
I mean, we eat types of primates.
Well, we
don't.
I don't eat a
chilled
primate.
Monkey brains.
Chilled monkey brains.
So, a delicacy in Cantonese cuisine is served at... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of clue all of a sudden.
This is just making me hungry.
Hey, we got like 4 more minutes to fill. What can we do? We'll have Woodstock and Snoopy eating.
Violently.
It does make for a good Thanksgiving gift, though.
The pumpkin pie.
Woodstock's like, I wish for this damn special to end.
That's right. Got its wish.
I mean, this went by pretty fast, but yeah, this is a very slow-moving episode.
It is a bold choice to put the mashed potatoes on top of the pie. Fine.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
I'm willing to try anything once.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was it. That was Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
50 years Which old, is, the special is.
Oh, yeah. 50.
50.
Wow.
Let's see.
Yeah. Which means the first time we saw it, well, I saw it anyway, it was probably about 10 years old.
Yeah, so the first time I saw it, I was probably 3 or 4 years old, so around 80, 81. So it was only a few years old at that point.
Yeah, about 7 years old at that point, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I probably saw it 90, 91 for the first time.
So we're getting old is what we're trying to say.
So now for the rest of the night, I'm going to be going through all the movies in my head that I can and just add such and such Charlie Brown, like whatever movie I can think of. It's the Fast and Furious Charlie Brown.
You know what would be, like, no one would want this except for me, just because I know it would upset a lot of people. Do a Star Wars and Charlie Brown crossover and call it It's Life Day, Charlie Brown.
Oh my God, I would watch that.
Oh,
we could have...
I've never felt so ill in my life.
Dude, imagine we could have a scene with Lumpy, Snoopy, and Woodstock, and it would be like 13 minutes of just...
And we don't know what the hell they're saying.
No subtitles, just them, you know, barking and chirping and whatever the hell Lumpy was doing for like 15 straight minutes.
I'm sure one day we're going to do a commentary for that special and I'm going to need like some liquid assistance.
Hey, how about you guys? Let me ask y'all this, if you'd be up for this. What if we did the Star Wars holiday special for December commentary track?
I mean, I'll do it. I can suffer
through
it.
Are you going to pay for my therapy? No, I, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. I'd be willing to do that.
That's the only way I would ever watch it again is if we do a commentary track for it.
I mean,
why not?
Sure.
Let's put it out to the patrons and the listeners. If you want us to do the Star Wars holiday special for
December.
They're
going to say yes because they want us to suffer.
If you want us to do the holiday special, you have to let us know. Otherwise, we're going to do...
Hashtag lumpy.
It's lumpy, Charlie Brown. but yeah, if you want us to do that, just let us know and we'll suffer through it. How long is the holiday special? Like 45 minutes or something?
That sounds about right.
7 hours?
That's what it feels
like.
Let me look real quick. It depends. Are we talking with or without commercials?
Without commercials. Is it on Disney Plus?
Oh, God, no. No. They've never officially released
that. Yeah, that's never, yeah.
I could have swore they put it on Disney Plus.
Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. You are sadly mistaken.
Where can we watch it at? It's probably just on YouTube.
Okay, so
it's
on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. The special without commercials is 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know if I can do a whole 1 hour and 20 minutes. I don't know if I can do it. All right, we'll see. We'll talk about it, and we'll see. But I don't know. We might have to do that just for the entertainment factor.
Yeah, I mean, with us talking over it, it's not going to be as bad. But
yeah,
there's a reason I gave my copy away.
We're gonna. Yeah. You gave it to me, you bastard.
I refused to take it back,
and so I had to pass it along to someone else. It's like the.
It was like it follows.
Yeah, it's like. It's like
I wonder where that special is now.
It's like the tape from The Ring.
It's now sitting in somebody's. Somebody is currently gifting it to someone.
Yeah. Either that or it's.
And they just got it 2 days ago.
I'm looking at the YouTube comments. It says here Carrie Fisher had a copy of this and she would play it at parties when she wanted people to leave. You know, I could see that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we're at the end of this month's commentary track. Thank you all for being here with us. Thank you to the patrons for allowing us to do this every single month. And if you want to be a patron, patrons usually get really early access to this stuff. So normally patrons would get this like 2 or 3 weeks before everybody else. So if you want to be a patron and you want to get your ad-free RSS feed, just go over to nerdcaveretro.com and click on the Patreon tab, or you can just go to patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. For as little as $1 a month, you can be a patron too. And so before we get out of here, Wally, what you got going on before we leave?
Not a damn thing. Oh, no. There is me and Rampage are talking about starting a different podcast because the first one kind of didn't take off like we thought it would. But this one's called, we haven't really announced it, so this is going to be kind of the big thing.
Ooh, exclusive.
We're still working on it, but it's going to be called Ready to Believe You. It's going to be a Ghostbusters actual paranormal investigation show.
Awesome. I can't wait for that. That's going to be fun.
I can't wait for that.
We're going to talk about actual hauntings. We're going to we're going to do commentary to YouTube videos of ghosts and talk and try to debunk them. We're going to have people on talking about their haunting experiences and all on that whole Ghostbusters slant, and you know, we'll have Ghostbusters news as well.
Well, I for one say that the show is named wrong. We are ready to believe you because you didn't believe me when I told you my paranormal experience recently. So
what are you talking about? Yeah, I didn't because I debunked it.
God, you did not.
You kept saying there's no explanation for this when there were 17 that I gave you in that one conversation. You just chose not to believe any of them.
Well, we're going to have to discuss it on your show. So I'll come on. I'll bring pictures and we could put up for people to see.
Photographs of something moving. Don't translate.
Well, just let us know before it starts, and we'll point people in that direction so they can go subscribe to the to wherever you guys are going to have it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Derek, what do you got going on?
Yeah, just check out the Derek Diamond Experience. Head over to linktree.com/ddiamondpodcast if you want to subscribe to social media, YouTube channel, podcast feed. Everything's in one location, linktree.com/ddiamondpodcast.
And go check out my other podcast with Mr. Jacob Craig. It's called Open Micers, at Open Micers on Twitter and Instagram, openmicers.com. And, of course, linktree.com/openmicers podcast. It's a comedy podcast. So if you need a podcast about comedy, go give us a follow. So thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We love you all. Happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you right here next month.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.